bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know what today is, right? You know what today is? It's Pop-Off Friday. And you know, every Friday, I get beside myself and I start complaining about things that I think should be right. And I start talking about things that I think should be done. And so here you have it. I'm wondering, with all the things that are going on in the world today, I'm wondering, when will all this end? Right? So I know I'm going to get hollered at, and I know I'm going to get screamed at anyway, and I know I'm going to get talked about. So I may as well just get it over with. So, if you're in the black / African-American community, hear me out. Listen to what I'm saying. Understand what I mean. I am tired of listening to all of our black groups talk about struggles and the fighting against government, against the quote-unquote unseen system, or any other topic you can think about. I don't understand that. When somebody asks an elected official why they're here, and they tell you they're here to fight, my question to you is, what? What exactly are you fighting? But more importantly, why are you fighting? What is it that you're fighting for? And you keep talking about we've been fighting for 400 years, which is true to a point. But at some point, why do you keep fighting? You know the issues in the black community. You know the problems in the black community. You know the things that are going on, the shootings, the homicides. And by the way, later in the show, we'll talk about the fact that the black people that were on the train that saw the black guy stab the girl in Charlotte and didn't do anything about it, that's a problem for me. That's a problem. It can't be race. If it's race, then that's just racism. But what do you do? Did you not want to tell on the guy when you have a mayor that trashes, well, you know, he's schizophrenic and he has, what does that have to do with somebody being dead? We keep talking about the struggles we have in the black community. We talk about the neighborhood struggles, streets, and we want to fight. Well, I'm here to tell NAACP, Urban League, 100 Black Men, Prince Hall Masons, Divine Nine, any organization you're in, Lynx, Girlfriends, all of them. Stop fighting. And yes, I know everybody just fell out. Oh my God, I can't believe you said that. But what dude called me the other day? You're an Oreo. You're self-hating. But I can say the same thing to the leadership in Milwaukee, the leadership in the county, and the leadership in the state of every single black organization known to man. If you are in a nonprofit organization, if you connect yourself to a nonprofit organization, if you have the audacity to run a nonprofit organization, a non-governmental agency, or a governmental agency, and you're fighting, you're an idiot.
You can't call people an idiot.
It's Pop-Off Friday. You can call me an idiot. I can call it, well, I think that's disrespectful. I'll say what you're doing is idiotic. I'll rephrase that. My apologies. But at some point, you have to recognize and realize that struggling against government, struggling against a system, or any other thing you can think of makes no sense. And this is to every black group that's fighting Donald Trump, fighting Democrats and Republicans and conservatives and the system. Stop fighting. We're not getting anywhere. We're not going anywhere. And we're not doing anything. Nothing has changed in the black community. And I know you think that things changed because you fought. But they didn't. Things changed for one reason and one reason only. And I think we continually miss that when every single time you talk to somebody and every single time something goes wrong, they blame Donald Trump. And then you say, well, if you say we can't blame Donald Trump, then you must be conservative. No. You just keep taking your eye off the ball because your leadership keeps telling you he's the blame for all of your problems. Even when he wasn't in office, they were. So if the city is running the city and the city is predominantly Democratic and the city is predominantly black, guess what? It's us. But it's easier to fight the epiphany like person out here who you really don't know who it is, but we can say you fight in the system. You fight. Like, I'm here to fight. Are you actually here to fight? People show up to protest. I'm here to fight. Fight what? What exactly are you fighting? You can't fight racism. You can't change a person's heart. You can't fight nepotism. You're not related to them. So what are you fighting? You can't fight the system because the system is bigger than everybody there. You can't fight leadership because leadership makes the policy and the policy is what affects you. And when you get affected by the policy that they made, they simply point to Donald Trump and then you lose your mind. Because you've been told he's the problem. Now, to some point, is he the problem? Yes. At some point, did some of the things that this government and leadership in Washington, D.C. do harm us as black people? Yes. He harmed a lot of people in America. But if you're not willing to take a step back, if you're not willing to look at what's happening in your neighborhood and realize that there are no white people in your neighborhood causing you trouble. There are no white people coming into your neighborhood and pulling out guns and shooting. Yes, I know the first thing you'll say is, well, the police. Well, the police aren't doing it either. And 9 times out of 10, when the police shoot you, that means you were shooting at them. So where and who are you fighting? You're down for the fight. To fight what? Crime in your neighborhood? Robberies in your neighborhood? Homicides in your neighborhood? I want to know if you agree with me. 833-212-1017 is the number. I have a problem with the fact that to every black group, you're fighting everybody. Black groups are fighting black groups. White people are fighting black groups. Black groups are fighting white people. Everybody fighting. What I say is you need to embrace a new mission. And if you agree or disagree, I'm perfectly fine with it. Let me know how you feel. 833-212-1017 is the number. You can call, hit me on a talking text, you can hit on YouTube chat. But at some point, here's what I want from you. You tell me whether or not this is the mission you should embrace. It only takes one word. It only takes one phrase. I do not want you to fight. What I want you to do is solve.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Pop off Friday. Everything is cool. I thought it was going to be cold this morning, and I looked up, and it was kind of like, I thought for sure. I saw the fog, and I said, it's going to be cold today, and we're going to be, and it wasn't at all. Like, it literally wasn't at all. And I was very, very depressed. Seriously, I was like, that didn't work much. Currently, it's 71 degrees. High today is 73. The low tonight is going to be 62. Humidity is at 73%. Visibility is 10. Wind is from the west, south. No, east, southeast, at about 10 miles an hour. I always get my north, south, east, west mixed up. I don't know what that's about. I have no idea what that's about. Hey, also want to remind you, Black Book Thursday is coming next Thursday, September 18th, The Whiteness of Wealth by Dorothy A. Brown. We're going to be talking about that and looking at that. And so for a list of books, text keyword Black Book Thursday to 833-212-1017. So you can check it out. You can do that. Yeah. So everybody's been talking about it, and everybody's been, you know, doing those things. What do we really know about the Charlie Kirk assassination? Like, we heard about it and people talked about it, but do we really, really, truly know what exactly happened? Right? So, from CBS 58, Tyler Robinson, 22 years old, is in custody as the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, registered to vote with no party affiliation and hasn't cast a ballot in the two most recent elections. I don't understand why that's important, but it goes on to say, but a family member told investigators that Robinson had become more political in recent years. Utah Governor Spencer Cox said at a press conference this morning and in particular had lashed out at Kirk, the family member said. Authorities who described Kirk's killing as a political assassination discovered anti-fascist messages engraved on ammunition with a rifle near the site of the shooting that hint at that political transformation. And so this story only Those messages include one that said, well, I got a problem with that, because if you're going to talk about something, talk about the whole thing. Don't bring up one little thing and say, okay, so I showed a part of it, so that's it. If we really want to look at the bullet casings, and I want to know your thoughts, 833-212-1017 is the number. If we're going to look at the bullet casings, we have to look at the messages that he put on them. We have to look at what he said. And you decide whether or not it means something. They found a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel. Now I'm reading from fox6now.com. The rifle had a scope on it. It was in a wooded area near the school. Messages on a bullet casing said, notices, bulges, O-W-O, what's this? Inscriptions were found on three unfired casings. The first one read, hey, fascist, catch, with an arrow up and a right arrow and three down arrows. The second one said, oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow. The third one read, if you read this, you are gay, LMAO. What do they mean? It's just a wide face emoji used in the furry community. Hey, fastest catch refers to Helldivers 2 video game. Arrows are the sequence of controller moves that allow the player to drop bombs. And of course, oh, Bella Chow. Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow is an Italian folk song and anti-fascist resistance anthem. And then if you're reading this, you are gay, LMAO, is conspiracy videos accusing Trump and his allies of being secretly gay also have been shared on TikTok. Does any of that sound political? I don't know. So the family reached out to a friend who happened to be a pastor, who then reached out to law enforcement, or the father reached out to a friend who ended up being a pastor and worked on the Fugitive Task Force for U.S. Marshals in the area and was able to come in and talk him into turning himself in. I'm pretty sure the law enforcement officer was not going to let him go. 833-212-1017 is the number. James, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hey, how you doing this evening, bro?
I'm good. So far, so good.
All right. Listen, I understand what has transpired over the last 2 days with this event, with this Mr. Kirk. But to be honest and frank, man, I can have any empathy or sorrow for what has happened, because white on white crime don't move me. It is what it is. So, we got more things going on in our black community to worry about white on white crime.
So it doesn't bother you that another human being got killed, like shot in the neck in front of his 3-year-old daughter?
Man, how many of my brothers and sisters over my 62 years on this earth has suffered the hands of violence through Caucasians? I have no empathy for that. And it's land how it land, the hands has come home to roost, and that's how it is.
What do you mean, come home to roost?
You have a good evening, bro.
All right, take care. What do you mean, come home to roost? I don't understand what that means. That means that if somebody says something that differs from you, they should expect to be killed? Like, I don't really understand that. For me, that's a bridge too far. Maybe I'm on the wrong bridge. Ed, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm all right, and you?
Good. Can't complain.
There's so much garbage going on in today's world. That boy shooting, that man who got shot, I really didn't know who he was until they stopped bringing his name up.
Okay.
It's a tragic that he did get killed in front of his kid. I hope that didn't really happen. But I don't understand where every time something happened, they want to blame it on the left. I don't know what the political reason behind that is.
Well, it's not that they're blaming it on the left. It's what the guy put on his... On his bullets, casings, and things he said to people. I mean, they're not blaming it on the left, but he was ideologically driven, just like crazy fools who are on the right who want to kill people who are, you know, liberal. So, I mean, it goes both ways.
Well, yeah, I get it. I mean, I just, the world is, to me, just lost. It seemed too much similar, like, to how Trump got shot. Another 22-year-old get on the roof. To me, that's, who knows the layout like that well? How you didn't get seen taking a 30-odd stick up to a roof, shooting in a prone position at 100, 200 yards?
Because
that's
he was 200 yards away.
Overnight.
But because he was 200
right.
yards away.
That's not something. Well, they were saying 100, between 100 and 200.
Right.
Different
right.
reports.
Right.
But who shoots off a roof at during that time with windage, elevation, height? You know, if you was in the military or police officer, you know all this taking into place. Somebody had to teach him all this. A 22 just automatically get up there, just like the one in when Trump got shot. It's too much similarity. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds too much the same. That's a lot for a 22-year-old to get out there and get on a roof, know exactly where to go, and shoot. And it seemed like a guy in the back was giving him a signal. That's just my theory. I don't know. It seemed too much alike.
All right. Thank you much.
All right.
833-212-1017 is the number. G, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Good afternoon. I don't condone or agree, you know, about that shooting. It doesn't matter about the way that it happened. It was just a terrible thing to happen. What I do disagree with, and I hate always bringing up Trump, but Trump put out there that the left was responsible for that shooting. The president of the United States, without any evidence whatsoever, put that out there.
And liberals do the same thing. Time out. Hang on. Time out. Liberals
do the same thing. I just want to finish my comment, man.
Well, you need to be accurate because liberals do the exact same thing.
When have liberals blamed the right for murders and killings like of that nature?
Every time somebody shoots somebody and they're gay, every time somebody shoots up somewhere and you've never? Then you must be watching the wrong news.
Yeah, I just want to say that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to thank you. I consider you to be an intelligent individual, a very smart person. I don't consider anything about you DEI or that you're not deserving of the positions that you attained in life. And that gentleman put out there that we as black people aren't deserving of the accomplishments that we make in life, from the vice president to the Supreme Court justice.
I totally agree with you. It's wrong.
Right.
But what does that have to do with Charlie
Kirkman? I just despise that.
Okay.
But what does that got to do? I disagree with him being shot.
Okay. But I don't understand why you're tying that with Charlie Kirk. Like, I don't, like, why are we bringing up Trump? Trump has, like, who cares?
No, Charlie Kirk spewed all that negativity and
what
hatred.
Was the negativity? What was the negativity that he
about
spewed?
About black people. Things that are wrong.
He did. And he spewed some idiotic things about Martin Luther King, too. It was dumb.
Exactly. Right. It is dumb. And I'm just saying, okay.
And liberals
so
have done the exact same thing. I'm in the middle.
That's right.
Liberals have done the exact same thing. I'm not saying it's right. Of course not. But
What examples have liberals put out there that black people aren't deserving of the things that they attain in life?
It doesn't have to be the same thing. I'm talking about what they say about conservative people. You're telling me that liberals haven't gone out and shot at conservatives like at the Republican softball practice?
Yeah, that has happened. You're right about that.
So what I'm saying is that when we compare fringe to fringe. Don't compare fringe to mainstream. Mainstream Republicans ain't like fringe Republicans, and mainstream Democrats ain't like fringe like this knucklehead who took a rifle and shot somebody. Like, are you kidding me? That's
Right. But the thing is, Dr. Kidd, okay, when you are wrong about making a statement like that, especially if you're the president or members of Congress, they will not apologize for making a statement.
Nobody
that was wrong.
Does. Nobody does.
A lot of people do apologize for making
no,
wrong
they
statements.
Who?
They say I was
who?
Obama's. I mean,
Obama's not
Rachel,
in office.
Okay, but you ask me who? You ask me who? I'm just saying the president and members of Congress, they were totally wrong. And they're still making those statements now.
Totally
that
wrong
the left
about
is
what?
Responsible.
Tell me about, tell me.
That the left is responsible.
They're just saying
for
that the guy that
happened.
Did it was liberal. That's what they mean. Any more so than when Democrats say that, you know, all the guns and, you know, supporting Second Amendment rights is why shootings are occurring in a black community. Well, is it Republicans' fault or is it black
no.
people killing? But see, nobody will step up and go, excuse me, yeah, both of y'all wrong. It's the individual
right.
that's doing it. And I think
it's the individual. I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
And both sides just jump too fast to try to blame the other side for stuff. Nobody even knew if it was a man. What if it turned out to be a woman?
Right.
Then what? And she was from
right.
Russia and got sent here by Putin. Like, you have no idea. And people always spout. But they do it
right.
on both sides. Gee,
but
you
just
are,
to be responsible,
are.
Just to be responsible, people and leadership, especially leadership,
uh-huh.
because they have a voice, should just sit back and wait until the evidence comes out, until they know for sure.
Yeah, but it's political. It's political,
yeah,
dude.
But
I got to be first.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's still wrong, and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up and listen. I
All
appreciate
right, brother.
You
have
my call.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, you too.
It's 101.7 The Truth's Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting someone out to their home, but when you see the experience and professionalism you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order by the end of the month and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com today.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So here's the kicker. Everybody's now reporting breaking news that Tyler Robinson was a conservative, was a Republican. And so they're jumping on that. But if you read the story, it shows Kirk shooting suspect Tyler Robinson has registered as nonpartisan. But records show that he's voted Republican along with his parents. So you're going to keep calling him Republican after he politically said, no, I'm not. I'm nonpartisan. And then wrote that Charlie Kirk was a fascist and all this other stuff and shot him. But you're still going to hold him to being conservative. I don't know if I would hold this guy to being conservative. That's just me. I'd hold him as being, I don't know. And I'm not going to call him anything like, you know, insane or crazy, because that's what we always do when the shooter's white. We always tag mental health. We always tag politics. How about this is just an evil guy that shot and killed somebody? How's that? Because when you politicize it, you're no worse than the other side. See, I told you. I don't know. Clearly, he was confused. And so people are reporting that he became more political and opposed the activist views. So he used to be for, and then he was against. So he held deep disdain for conservative activists' provocative viewpoints and indicated to a family member that he was responsible for the shooting. That doesn't sound like a guy that is Republican or used to vote Republican. Something wrong with dude. That doesn't sound like a guy who says he's liberal. It sounds like a guy that made an intentional decision and shot and killed somebody. And I think if we stay away from the political side, this guy can be convicted based on what he said and what he did and not what people think or what he did in the past or how he voted. Like, really? We're going to now look at how a person votes and use it against them? But they did the same thing to the Democrat dude that shot Steve Scalise.
Well, look at him. He did.
But then they did the same. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. We look at the politics of somebody that shot, who was it, Chelsea Gabbard in Arizona? Same thing. Some guy who was conservative who decided he didn't like liberals decided to shoot somebody. Crazy. Or the two Democratic, state lawmaker in Minnesota and her husband. Makes absolutely no sense. And we like to call them deranged, but they intentionally did it. Vincent, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Good afternoon, Dr. Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, doing well. I have a statement. Certainly innocent people are going to die, but it shouldn't mean that we should weaken or get rid of the Second Amendment. This was a statement by Charlie Kirk after the Uvalde, Texas massacre of those students in that particular school. The fact is, I want to go back and back again to why we continue to have some of these problems in this country that other countries aren't having is because of guns. And until we begin to have a little bit of gun control in this country, the fact is that we're going to continue to have these shootings. We just had two students shot in Colorado. Lucky enough that they're still alive and other students weren't hurt. But the fact is, it seems like week after week after week, month after month after month, individuals are getting shot down in this country for whatever reason.
So is it the gun or is it the person that's using the gun? Because do you think getting rid of the gun is going to stop people from killing people?
I think certainly it will, because the fact is we need to look at other developed countries.
I'm not talking about other developed countries.
If you want to look for a solution, why can't we look for a solution?
I'm trying to answer the question. You asked the question. Mm-hmm. So other countries, mm-hmm. many of them are socialist countries. Many of them have laws that won't even give you the right to say that you go to church on. So there's a lot of stuff you miss constitutionally when you try to say another country doesn't have guns. There's a lot of stuff you can't do in those countries. It goes way past having a gun. But if that's how you want to live, that's fine. But you don't get it both ways.
The point is we don't have to adopt those other things because hopefully those other things aren't killing people. The fact is that we're having mass shootings in schools, it seems like, at least a couple a year.
So how do you stop it?
And the fact is, in Minnesota.
How do you stop it?
Yeah. First of all, you need to strengthen our gun laws.
We already have gun laws on the books. If you understand,
there's
no need to strengthen gun laws that are already there that are more than adequate, and you have judges and prosecutors that aren't doing it. And every time you try to lock up somebody black who uses a gun, they scream racism, they scream mass incarceration. And then they give them a light sentence, and then they go out and do it again. And nobody's complaining about that. They complain about the gun. How about holding people accountable? We don't need more gun laws.
We just need somebody to use the laws
that they have on the books in our community. Because I'm going to tell you, if you was in a white community and this happened, they ain't letting you get away with that. They're going to lock your behind up. But for some reason, when it's in a black community, they feel like they want to be lenient at that point to make up for past ills. I don't think so.
But the point is, that's another fight. My fight is that people who have p- people have access, seem to have easy access to weapons that they're using on American people in this country. The fact is, when you look at over in Europe, they're talking about people they're putting out to say, hey, beware of going over to the United States because you can be shot down and killed. The fact is, there's issues there. And so, and if we don't try to find solutions, and one of them is dealing with people easy access to guns, and we're going
to
keep going
down
this road.
How do you know there's easy
access
to guns?
Because everybody's
How do you know there's easy access to guns? How do you know there's easy access to guns?
Oh, there's certainly easy. So when you can go to a gun show.
Don't make an assumption. Yeah. Tell me how it's easy access.
Oh, because when you can go to a gun show, mm-hmm. and you don't even have to register what you're buying or whatever,
right.
or they don't even do a background check,
right.
and you can walk into that gun show and walk out with an AR-15, the fact is, or mm-hmm. any other kind of weapon, it's mm-hmm. a problem in this country.
Okay,
and so it's a problem in this country. The fact is, all you need to do is begin to crack down on that. The fact is, you need to crack down on that. The fact is, you need to deal with people more stringently in order for them to get a gun. In fact, make them register.
It doesn't need to be stringent. You just need to follow the gun laws that you have. See, here's what people miss. People come in and they think they have the idea of what the reason is, and then they come up with a solution. The problem is the problem is not the problem people come up with. They come up with something different. And so they think people getting easy guns, what we'll do is we'll just, you know, make it harder for them to get them, which I understand. You know, I think personally, I think you should register your gun regardless of who you buy it from. If you sell it, you should fill out a form just like you do your car. So
exactly.
I'm in total
agreement.
But we
don't do that in this country.
The problem is, but here's the issue with that. The problem is, at some point, if you would just hold people accountable when they do use the gun, none of that would matter. And we don't. Just lock them up.
All I'm saying
why
is
there a problem?
All I'm saying
why abridge someone's civil... Let me finish. Why abridge someone's civil rights to make a group happy? How about hold everybody accountable with the same law you already got on the books? And when they commit a crime and they're found guilty, lock them up.
I agree, but my point is, if we okay. continue down the road that we continue down this road, Charlie Kirk will be prophetic. The fact is, we will lose innocent lives to protect the Second Amendment.
All right, thank you much.
That's my end.
Appreciate it. I kind of disagree, but I don't know, and here's why. All we need to do is have the district attorneys and the prosecutors lock people up when they use guns. The laws are already on the books. Like, I don't understand this disconnect from people. Because once they do the guns, then they're going to tell you, you can't do this. And then they're going to tell you, you can't do that. And you will slowly erode, and it'll erode into other things. Now, do we need a law that literally says, if you sell your gun, you need to report it to the ATF? I agree with that. I think we need to do that. I think it's idiotic that you can take a gun and sell it to somebody, some knucklehead on the corner at a flea market. You should be able to the government should be able to track that weapon anywhere it goes. That's just me. The only thing that's tracked is the initial sale. And I get it, but that's not cool. The fear is once you start tracking that, what else are you going to track? Then it'll be okay to track your cell phone because I hit somebody in the head with my cell phone. I'm being facetious when I say that. 833-212-1017 is the number. We've been talking about this whole Charlie Kirk and the guns and all that fun stuff. But in the end, the guy that killed Charlie Kirk was conservative, became liberal, then became nonpartisan and flipped. That's what the news stories are saying. That's what TV is reporting. But of course, that's not what MAGA and the left are saying. Mao said, before we go to break, the reason for the disconnect is because in some cases the laws are not applied the same way across the board. Should I be mean because it's Pop-Off Friday? Really? You're exactly right, Mal. They don't look at the law. Like, it's amazing how you can release criminals back into a black community because you feel sorry for them because something in their past caused them to commit a crime, which is weird to me. And then you put the same person back into the same community to victimize that community. Would you do that on a white, on the south side of Milwaukee in a predominantly white community? Would you do that? I don't think so. And that's not my, that hasn't been my experience in 30 years of law enforcement. But yet, well, maybe I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Shy, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, we're from Michelin Shy Town. Hey, what's up? Yeah, I agree coming from the city. I agree with you. I'm going to go back to the old days.
Okay, I'm going to put him on hold because I can't understand or hear anything that he's saying. Anyway, 833-212, maybe he'll call back. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, we got the YouTube thing fixed. So now we're good. We're golden and we are on YouTube. All right. So I'm a little torn. And I'm not really torn. So where was it? I had the same thing happen. LaRon said he's a fan of somebody and believes Kirk wasn't conservative enough. When did he write that? When did he say that? What's your source? And the only reason I say that is because we're hearing it from both sides. We're hearing he was conservative. We're hearing that he turned liberal. Like, he didn't like Charlie Kirk for some of the things he said, thought he was a fascist. Some of the things he wrote on the bullet shows that he's to the left. His past voting, dude's only 22 years old, so, I mean, he's been voting like a couple years. So I'm not chalking it up to mental health. He knew exactly what he was doing. But the problem I had is what some of the neighbors kept saying. That's the problem I had. When some of the neighbors get into saying things that don't make any sense, when some of the neighbors start to say some things. Now, this is an example of why people are disconnected from the real world. Here's why people are disconnected from the real world. One of the people, when they arrested this man, and somebody reported, and they live in a $600,000 house. What does that have to do with anything? I don't understand what that has to do with anything. And said all this stuff. What disturbed me was the female white neighbor who said, "You mean Tyler, the neighbor, was arrested?" She said, "Not in my neighborhood." I'm like, what does that even mean? And then I remembered, oh, that's the precursor to not in my family, which is the precursor to not in my history. But that's what you always hear. People being disconnected. Because that happens over there, not here. You don't want to go down there. Don't go south of Highway 60. Don't go west of 124th. Oh, be careful. You got to be careful. You're going to be scared. People are going to hurt you. People are going to kill you. Like, people are afraid to go to Chicago because they might get killed. 3.5 million people, nowhere near statistically that number of people get remotely close to being killed, like less than 0.5%, if that. But yet people have this perception, because crime is perception. And if you perceive crime to be bad, it's bad. So if you perceive Milwaukee to be bad, it's bad. But what did I say? Stop fighting and start solving some issues. Like, literally do something. This having a discussion for the sake of discussion and meeting to try to make everybody happy. If the police chief is in charge of the police department, he comes up with the idea, he comes up with the rules. Stop talking this nonsense if I need my partners in here. Well, you know, we got to bring in the partners. Partners to do what? They can't arrest people. They can't lock people up. Get rid of this idiotic Collins agreement. Have a district attorney that has, matter of fact, we got to get, if you get a chance next week, we got to get Kent Laverne in. And you already have a district attorney that clearly shows he's got it. He's going to do the job. He's going to follow the rule of law. Well, let's do it. Stop complaining that your kids are getting locked up. Stop complaining that they're acting foolish because you let them. So stop fighting and start solving. Solve some of these issues in a community. Make your kids go back to school. Not reporting crime because they want to maintain property value is a ridiculous argument. It makes absolutely no sense. That's not in our neighborhood. We don't report it because we don't want to be a snitch. And that'll work till it's your family member.